Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Valerie Gatos of the 44th Legislative District in Allegheny County. Representative Gatos, welcome to this first report to your constituents.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
You are a person who comes to the House of Representatives with a business background. And during the committee appointment part of the new session of the House of Representatives, you were, of course, appointed to the House Commerce Committee. And part of that committee has a subcommittee that's aimed directly at economic development. You're now the chair of the Economic Development Subcommittee. What is it that makes this a really good fit for you?
Well, I'll tell you, it's been an honor to be selected for the Commerce Committee in the first place. And that really speaks to my business background. I've had a startup company. I've advised many startup companies. And I sat on the Pennsylvania Business Council, where we actually looked at a lot of the business taxes and the business climate, the general business climate for Pennsylvania. As far as the subcommittee goes, this is absolutely fabulous because part of my role as being an angel investor and starting my own company, I had a lot of interaction with a lot of economic development efforts, both in the business community and the general community. So that's been really special for me because of that background.
Also, of course, you're from Allegheny County. Allegheny County is well known for being something of a hotbed of economic development in the state. And in particular, you're from the west side of town over there near the airport, and there's a lot of stuff going on there. That one of the things that makes you a really good fit for this?
Well, that's absolutely correct. Not only has western Pennsylvania been a center for jobs because of the booming Marcellus shale industry, but also we've got a lot of technology and innovation. One of the things that we are doing in the area of the Pittsburgh Airport, which is in the district, is that we're creating an innovation center there as part of economic development efforts.
And part of your history is you've actually been involved with some organizations that are directly helping new entrepreneurs.
I have. Well, you know, I was the past president of the Pennsylvania Angel Network, and that was a group of investors, mostly investing in small businesses throughout the state of Pennsylvania. So I've seen a lot of different types of businesses, understand how they grow, and that really does make me a perfect fit for this subcommittee.
And of course, job growth is something that everyone is interested in seeing in Pennsylvania. What are some of the strategies that you're looking for in state government that we can utilize to help Pennsylvania to actually produce more jobs and more modern jobs?
Boy, that's a great question, and that's something that we as a committee hope to tackle that. I think the first thing is tax treatment for businesses. I think that right now, Pennsylvania is the second highest corporate net income tax, and so once a company becomes successful, we seem to want to punish them and take away their money, and we've seen that not be a benefit to keeping companies here. The other thing that we do as a state is we have the lowest cap on something called the net operating loss carry forward. And that is when a company gets started, they can take those losses over a period of time. In this case, Pennsylvania has the lowest cap on the amount that a company can take as a loss. And that actually discourages companies from starting up in the state of Pennsylvania. So think of it this way. They have a hard time getting started. And once, if they can make that hurdle and get started, we then turn around and tax them at a higher corporate net income tax level. And so when we have these negative tax treatments, what we as a committee and as a state, we want to keep people in Pennsylvania, not only just have them grow here and start here, but keep them.
And of course, this is probably the busiest part of the legislative season in that we're going into this year's budget. Anything that you are going to be working on in the near future that may dovetail with the budget for this particular year?
Sure. I think that anything that relates to accountability, we've been looking at and working on some bills right now that have yet to be introduced. But I think that accountability in government is the number one thing that will also help grow our communities. I think it's important that tax dollars be spent wisely. So that's at least the first part of having a stronger economy is let's lower those taxes. But the taxes that we do take in, let's make sure that we use them appropriately.
Well, Representative Gatos, we're looking forward to hearing more from you about the economic development issues that the state is facing in the future. Thanks for this report to your constituents.
And thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Valerie Gatos.